take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Hebrews 4:10-13. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. That was Hebrews 4:10-13. Do you practice a day of rest? What does it mean to make an effort to enter into rest? Why is rest important to God? God created the world in 6 days, but the Bible says that on the seventh day, he rested. Seems like the word rest might be super important. If the God of all creation made it known to us that he rested? There are other times in scripture where Jesus pulled his disciples away from the crowds to be alone with him. Why? If God saw rest from work of value, why do we find it so hard to rest from our work? This scripture also says the word of God is active and alive. What does it mean to be active and alive? The road to rest is through the word of God. As we rest in God's word, we find peace in a crazy world. We start to get God's perspective back and our anxieties start to fade. We start to trust again instead of worry. This scripture tells us that the words in the Bible are sharper than any double-edged sword. Did you know that the original Hebrew word here is the medical term scalpel, an instrument for surgery? The Bible says it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, which means we are fully exposed as we read scripture. We're laid bare, nothing hidden. Things become clear. I think sometimes we fool ourselves thinking that if no one sees us, it didn't happen or somehow we won't be held accountable for it. Rest in the Holy Scriptures originated with God. The road to rest is through the Word of God. We will give an account for every single thought, every single thing we've said or done. Scary? Yes, except for one thing. Jesus. God's heart is to show you grace. The Bible shows you how to be healed. We get healthier every day we are in the Word. Lord Jesus, I come to you now praying for all the listeners out there hearing your word today. Lord, let them know they are completely and entirely seen by you. Despite our best efforts to run or hide, you still see us. You know our thoughts from afar. You expose our wrong thoughts and fill them with your truth, peace, and love. Through the world around us be spinning 100 miles an hour with chaotic force, you alone, Jesus, are our peace in the storm. Thank you for your holy scriptures. The road to rest is only found in you. I am so humbled and thankful. I serve a God who is alive and active in my life, who is precise, who is all-knowing. There is no one like our Father. I pray that the desires of the people listening would be to know you better and make you known. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.